אני זוכר, אני רץ והם עצים, אני רץ לחיי העולם הבא, והם עצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחת, אשי דמים ומרמל לחציו ימיהם, אני אבטח בך. יהי רצון מלבניך, נאי אלוהי ולאבותי, שקשים שעזרתני, לסיים סדר מועד, כן תעזרני להתחיל סדרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד מתוך הרחבה, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. בזכות כל התנאים ותלמידי חכמים הנזכרים בסדר מועד ובכל הספרים שלמדתי, יעמוד לי ולזרי ולזרע זרי, שלא תמוש התורה הקדושה מפי ומפי זרי, וזרע זרי מעט אבי העולם, ויקוים בי נקרא שכתוב, והתהלכך תעמך ושכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו הימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה ושמאלה אושר וכבוד. ענאי עוז המתין, ענאי יברך את עמו בשלום.
אמן.
עמד יהיו עתיד לאסקדתה ולאחיה מתיה ולעסקה יתון לחיי עלמה ולמבנה קרתה דירושלים ולשכללה היכלה בגבה ולמכר פלחנה נוכרה מנהרה ולעטבה פלחנה דשמי לעטרי ימליך קדושה ברכו מלכותי ביקרי ועקוד יום אחד עם חיי דחובי ישראל ועגלה ודמקורי ואמרו אמן.
אמן.
איש רבה ורב עולם ולב היה ישברך ישתבח וישבר וישממה וישנעשה יתדר ויתלב ידלוש מגישה ברכו שאילם מכל ברכת ושירת ישבחת ונחמת אמירן בעמה ואמרו אמן.
אמן.
על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תלמידי הון ועל כל תלמידי תלמידי הון ועל כל מן דעסקין ואורייתא תהי ועטרא קדישא הדין ודי וכל אתר ואתר יהי להון ולכון שלמה רבה הנה וחיזה ורחמן וחיין עריכן ומזוני רביכי ובור כנל מן כאדם אבו הון די בשמיה וערה ואמרו אמן.
אמן.
יהי שלמה רבה בן שמיה וחיים עלינו על כל ישראל ואמרו אמן.
אמן.
עושה שלום ברמם ואהבו יעשה שלום עלינו על כל ישראל ואמרו אמן.
אמן. רב נמצאו שקליטה has a idea that you're supposed to start the next thing you're learning before you dance. So let's begin. He's going to be doing Noshim after this.
Amishis Rei Noshim Potrot Tzrotehen V'Tzarot Tzrotehen Min HaChalitza V'Min HaYivam Ad Sof HaOlam.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Hashem Yemima Tayrat Hashem Yemima
Get out of the
Yes, you're up. Natan is up.
All right, first of all, I want to thank my parents. Thank you for sending me a yeshiva a year and a half, 2 years. I appreciate that. I want to thank all my rebbeim, pushing me to push myself and always being there when I needed them. Obviously, I want to thank yeshiva for everything that they've done for me. People don't realize that behind the scenes, yeshiva does everything. And obviously, thank you to Hashem. All right. So, quick Devar Torah on the Parsha Shmos. It starts off with Moshe. Moshe is born, and Parah had a decree where all the newborn Jewish boys would have to be thrown in the Nile. So Yocheved made a teva and put Moshe in the teva and sent him in the Nile. And it says that Bas Parah heard Moshe crying, and she saw that he was in the Nile, and she wanted to save him. And it says that she sent out her Amma. So like, there are two ways to translate this word, either as maidservant or as literally an arm. Rashi says like it means that she sent her maidservant to get Moshe for her, or she like sent out her arm and then God did a nace and extended her arm so she could reach Moshe. So we have a question on this. So like, why would she even like try to do that? If I'm trying to like grab Rugalach or like escape from here, I'm not gonna go like this and like see if my arm extends. Like, why would she even try? So the answer is that she really wanted to help. So she stuck out her hand and like she's like, oh, I really wish I can help. And then when Hashem saw this, she's like, oh, if she wants to help, I'll help her out. And then Hashem made the nace and extended her arm so she could reach Moshe. So there's a muscle to this. There was a king, and he had a very tall and big palace. It had 613 stairs in it. And he said, if anyone could climb the stairs in 613 stairs in 5 minutes, then they'll get $1 million. So no one thought this was possible. Like, that's crazy. Like, there's no way this is possible. And two guys decided to give it a go. The first guy tries, he gets to 400, he's like out of breath, it's like a minute into it, like he knows he's not going to make it, he's like, okay, I'm just going to give up. Then guy two goes, he runs, he reaches 400, he's also like out of breath, and it's already like a minute, it's gone by, but he's like, no, I'm just going to keep pushing, I'm going to keep trying. And he runs, he gets to 200, at 200 he's like barely like walking, like he's like crawling pretty much, and he sees that there's an elevator. So he runs over to the elevator, and the elevator takes him all the way to the top. At the top, the king's waiting for him, he's like, you made it, like you get the $1 million. So just to add on to this, also during Elul, we say L'David. And in L'David it says, Shiviti b'veis Hashem kol mei chayav, l'afzos b'noyim Hashem b'bakir b'yichalo. This means that I sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life to see the pleasantness of Hashem and to visit the Heichal. So there was a question like, what does this mean? It seems to be a stira. How does he sit in the house of Hashem all the days of his life and also visit the Heichal, like go on vacation? Like, How does that make any sense? So the answer is that you should every day when you're learning and like you're toiling and you're doing what Hashem wants, you should be as if it's the first day you're learning. You still have that excitement as if it's like your first time putting on tefillin. It should still be with you. So it's like a mashal. If you have a Häagen-Dazs, like you buy a Häagen-Dazs ice cream, the first day you eat it, it's unbelievable. It tastes so amazing. And if you have the same Häagen-Dazs bar once a day for a year, by the end you're like, I'm tired of this. Like, no one could eat a Häagen-Dazs that many times in a row. Obviously, besides for Ravina, he's okay with that. So we can take these two lessons, these two ideas, and put them together, and see that if you push and you get through that beginning part, and you, even though it's hard, you stay consistent, you do it every day, and you push through. At a certain point, Hashem's gonna be like, okay, he wants it. I'm here to help him, and he'll take you to the end. So in my case, I never thought I could finish a Seder of Mishnayos. Like, it's just way too much. But all the Rebbeim, like Rav Ginsburg, is a big fan of this, doing two Mishnayos a day. If you look in all my Mishnayos, every day I have like a little crease mark, and like the next stage is another crease mark. So I did like two Mishnayos a day, and like in less than a year, I finished sixth of Mishnayos, and I'm very thankful for that. Well, thank you very much. Also, thank you to Rav Chaim Pintz for helping me write this Givar Torah. Came through, pulls through.
Okay. Shus all the Rabbanim and welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Appel. I'm not too like surprised, but this is a nice surprise. And everyone has their own views on surprises, but very nice surprise. And Baruch Hashem. So Natan's doing not well. Like I said, he's doing very, very well. You should know that the Kaddish after you make a Siyum is really hard Kaddish. A Talmud of mine once said that you finish a Siyum, you make a Siyum, you feel a little gaiva. Oh, I'm a big guy, I made a Siyum. And then you can't even read Hebrew. So the Kaddish is so hard, it throws you off, it brings you down on us. Natan read it very well. But Natan, you read it very well. And his reading is very, very, very good. Keep up the good work. The idea of keep on, you should know this is extra. This is extra learning, you know, the Mishnayos on the side that we talk about. You learn the regular Gemara, and like you said, two Mishnayos a day, four Mishnayos a day. You start finishing things. You have to learn. You have to finish Shas Mishnayos, little by little. And every day two Mishnayos, that means Friday Shabbos also. It's a good idea. Start today. If you wait till tomorrow, what happens? Never. What's the exact gematria of tomorrow? Never. Tet, it works. Tet mem aleph resh vav tomorrow is the exact gematria of never nun vav resh.
The aleph.
No, the aleph by tomorrow. It's amazing. It works out. I thought of that. That's my gematria. That tomorrow equals never. Start today, guys. Two mishnayos a day, and it starts building up. Okay, just one short idea. When you make a siyum, so you say a tefillah, and this applies to not everyone, but applies to Natan especially. Natan works very hard. We say anu amelim behemamim. We work and they work. We work and get schar, and they work and they don't get schar. That's not true. If someone's a tailor, he gets paid for his work. A shoemaker gets paid for his work. What does it mean that we work and get paid? We get paid, we get a lot of schar for learning Torah. But they don't get paid? They do get paid. So what's the pshat? It's in the Gemara, and we say it every time we make a siyum. So the Chafetz Chaim explains, the key word is amelus. We work and they work. When it comes to most professions, you're paid largely for the results. Let's say someone wants to make a suit. So Eitan said, I want a suit. Eitan's nice in a normal size. And the tailor makes a suit for Natan. It's 8 inches smaller. So it hangs off. It looks like a clown on Eitan. You're not going to pay him because he didn't make a suit for you. He put effort in. He put the work in. It's like a clown suit. It's 6 inches too long. It's much taller, a little bigger. So you don't get paid. Someone needs a pair of shoes. He's a size 13. You give him a you make shoes size 7. They don't fit nothing. You don't get paid for that. In many professions, you're paid largely for the results. But by Torah, you're paid for the effort. You sit down at a Tosfos and you work for an hour and you don't get it. You don't get it. You get exactly, not almost exactly, you get exactly the same schar, the same reward as someone who gets it. It's good to get it. If you're not getting it, so figure out why. Go ask your Rebbe, ask for advice, but get the same schar. We're paid for the work. In Torah learning, you're judged by the efforts, not by the results. And that's a very important message to always have in mind. Some guys say, oh, I wish I could say the deepest Bar Torah, the deepest thing, and he can say the deepest thing. Don't worry about him. Worry about working with yourself. Put the effort in. Natan happens to have both. Natan works extraordinarily hard in learning and working on himself. And he saw the results. Beautiful Siyum. Beautiful Bar Torah. He happens to have both. But when it comes to Torah, you get paid for the efforts. Guys, everyone should take chizuk from this. Everyone can do this. You start today. Don't start tomorrow. 2 Mishnayos a day is a good idea. 4 also, but 2 is also a very good number. A lot of guys are making siyums on Mishnayos because they're learning on extra 2 Mishnayos a day. Not a bad idea to learn a parak of Nach a day either. You can start that off too. And okay, guys, that was a very beautiful simcha. And we'll stop here. We'll stop.